BBC News with Ian Purdon. President Obama's National Security Advisor, General James Jones, says Americans will be shocked by the findings of a White House inquiry into the intelligence failures leading up to the attempted Christmas Day airliner bombing. From Washington, here's Mark Martell.
President Obama's top security advisor, General James Jones, says that the president is very concerned that America's intelligence agencies failed to make use of the information they had to stop the Detroit bomb plotter boarding a plane bound for the States and failed to join the dots over Fort Hood. Major Nidal Hassan has been charged with shooting dead 13 fellow soldiers in that incident. The president's national security advisor added, "It's not theatre, he's alarmed." The president's due to speak soon about this and make public the results of an investigation into what went wrong with the Detroit case. A report stripped of sensitive material will be published, and General Jones says people will be worried by what they read.
A United Nations investigator, Philip Alston, says video footage which appears to show Sri Lankan troops shooting captured Tamil Tiger rebels is authentic. In the video, naked rebels, bound and blindfolded, are seen being shot in the head. When the video was released last year, Sri Lanka dismissed it as a fake, but Mr. Alston said that experts had concluded that the video was genuine, and he called for an independent investigation into the killings.
Each of these experts subjected the videotape to a very careful and thorough examination, and each of them concluded that there was nothing to indicate that the video was a fake. My own interpretation of their conclusions is that they point very clearly to the authenticity of the video.
The American security firm Blackwater has reached a settlement in a series of lawsuits brought over the killing of Iraqi civilians. The amount of the settlement has not been disclosed. Blackwater, which has since changed its name to Z, said it could now move on under new management. Jane O'Brien reports from Washington.
The lawsuits were seeking compensation for Iraqis killed in separate shootings between 2006 and 2007, allegedly involving Blackwater contractors. One of the lawsuits accused the company's founder, Eric Prince, of allowing a culture in which a heavily armed private army was allowed to roam the streets of Baghdad, killing innocent civilians. Last week, criminal charges against the individuals allegedly involved were dropped when a judge said prosecutors had compromised the case and a fair trial was not possible.
The U.S. Justice Department says that two former employees of Blackwater have been charged in connection with the murder of Afghan citizens in Kabul. The suspects allegedly fired on two Afghan men at the scene of a road accident. They've said they acted in self-defense. World News from the BBC. Medical staff in the Somali capital Mogadishu say at least 12 people have been killed in clashes between Islamist insurgents and pro-government forces. Report said that soldiers fired shells into the Yaxid district, which is controlled by the insurgents, in response to a mortar attack on the presidential palace. The BBC has learned that two senior Burmese officials have been sentenced to death for leaking details of secret government visits to Russia and North Korea and of military tunnels allegedly being built in Burma by the North Koreans. It's thought that the tunnels, long under construction, are intended to house communication systems, weapons factories and troops in the event of an invasion. The European Union has announced that its satellite navigation system Galileo will start operating in 2014. Rescue workers will be the first to use it, with other services rolled out over the following years. Mark Gregory reports.
The Galileo project is already way over budget and several years late. 2 years ago it was nearly scrapped. But now the first commercial contracts have been announced, a clear signal that Europe's alternative to the American GPS satellite locating network will go ahead. A German company, OHB System, will supply 14 satellites. The French group, Ariane Space, will launch them into orbit, starting in October 2012. It's Europe's largest ever venture in space.
Construction companies building the Dubai Metro say they're slowing down the pace of their work, but they haven't confirmed reports that it's because of a delay in payments from the Dubai government. The authorities in Dubai said they were committed to meeting their financial obligations on the project and that work was on schedule. Last September, Dubai said that the estimated cost of building the metro had almost doubled to $7.6 billion. BBC News.